sometimes even devotees suffer terribly, and then they are praying to Krishna, though yet there doesn't seem to be any relief. So why do such sufferings come? Firstly, the Mahabharata and the Ramayana, they themselves depict on some occasions defeat of the devotees, death of the devotees. Jatayu was killed by Ravana. Abhimanyu was also killed by the Kauravas. And the scripture does not fight shy from the reality that sometimes even those who are dharmic may be defeated. And in fact, this theme is taken in the Bhagavatam to an extreme, where the Bhagavatam starts with the hero going to die. Normally, if you see movies, they talk about happily ever after. But here, the Bhagavatam starts with the hero about to die. And then the whole Bhagavatam goes so many stories. But what happens? At the end, he dies. So you wonder what's so great about it. You know, it can seem to be like a very very pessimistic narrative. We come to know about a person who's got a diagnosed with cancer. And then this some book depicts about last 1 month of their life. So there is no miraculous intervention in the Bhagavatam whereby Parikshit Maharaj is saved of death. And yet, the whole Bhagavatam's mood is never gloomy. The Bhagavatam's mood is that Parikshit Maharaj, by hearing about Krishna, by absorption in the remembrance of Krishna, will transcend the trauma of death. He will not escape the event of death. The event of death will happen, but the magnitude of suffering caused by that event depends on the investment of our consciousness in that event. Mm-hmm. Say, for example, there was an India-West Indies cricket match going on recently. Now, if I am attached to cricket, then India losing the match causes me distress. But if I am not attached to cricket, then okay, just an event. So, the event becomes an experience to the extent I have consciousness invested in it. And if my consciousness is not invested in it, then I don't experience too much in relation with that. So the whole Bhagavatam's message is that not that distress or disaster or death will not happen at the material level, but rather by absorption in Krishna, one will be able to transcend the misery caused by these things. And whenever you say tapatrayon mula nashanam, the Bhagavatam says that all the threefold miseries will be destroyed. That is talking about the destruction of the miseries, not so much in terms of the miseries not coming, rather in terms of developing the capacity to transcend those miseries by the practice of bhakti. So, in one sense, the central guarantee of bhakti is that if we strive to remember Krishna, not necessarily the problem will be solved, but our affliction by that problem will be minimized. To the extent we raise our consciousness, we by absorption in Krishna raise our consciousness about the problem, to the extent we will suffer less. So even with respect to devotees, when they get some terrible accidents or whatever, we will see that, or even in our life when we get some sufferings, actually if we think that if we had to go through those sufferings without having the shelter of bhakti, you know, we would have been in far greater trouble. Somebody gets a disease, and then if somebody is a materialist, then a disease means practically the end of enjoyment, and what is the purpose of life left now? But for a devotee, life still goes on. Life may not go on in the same way, but there may be substantial changes on occasions, but still there is opportunity to practice bhakti and to experience the shelter of Krishna. And sometimes when there is distress, at that time, when the normal material shelters that we have, when they are threatened or taken away, that time we take shelter of Krishna and find his shelter in his remembrance, then we realize truly that this shelter is transcendental. That, you know, oh, I'm sick, I'm having a financial insecurity, this is wrong, that is wrong, and still I absorb myself in Krishna and I feel relief. I feel some joy. That's extraordinary. How does this happen? that happens by that actually demonstrates the transcendence of Krishna Bhakti, the transcendence of the shelter that comes from remembering Krishna. So, having said that, at the material level, the principles of karma largely apply. So, that means to actions there are reactions, and Krishna is not directly involved with the action-reaction cycle. So, Krishna is indirectly involved in the sense that he is the supervisor, and for the devotees he takes charge of their lives, but it is not in general taught in scripture that we see that if some problem is coming in our life, it is not that Krishna is doing it. Suppose I have an accident, it is not that Krishna caused the accident. It is Krishna allowed it to happen. There is a difference between the two. Krishna is not the cause of the suffering. Krishna is the sanctioner, upadrashta anumanta cha. So he is the overseer and the permitter. And sometimes he may allow certain things because of certain karma, but he is not the cause. Now, the bhakti gives us a vision of God, not that he is somewhere up there and is watching us suffer and is not doing anything. Krishna is in here with us. And he is there to help us deal with the suffering. So Krishna is not like a sage on a stage. No, he's a guide by the side. He's a guide next to us, and he will give us shelter when we seek that shelter through bhakti. So to see the suffering, we shouldn't see the suffering as coming because of Krishna in any way. Krishna is the ultimate cause of all causes, we say, but there's a difference between a sanctioning cause and a stimulating cause or initiating cause. And rains fall on the ground and there is weeds that grow, and the rains fall on the ground and crops grow. The rains are the cause of everything, but the rains are not responsible for the weeds or the crops growing. That is what was sown over there. So Krishna is like the rains. It's our karma which determines what happens to us. So we don't see that Krishna is causing this. Rather, so Krishna is not the cause of our suffering. Krishna is actually the cure for our suffering. By absorption in Krishna, the cure happens at different levels. First is when we come to get the knowledge of Krishna Bhakti, then at the very least we know this is right, this is wrong. We avoid doing further bad karma. Second is Krishna Bhakti frees us from the desire that make us do wrong things. Sometimes we know something is wrong, still we are impelled to do it again and again. Krishna Bhakti to a large extent decreases our desires for doing those things. Third is that whatever, so this is with respect to what we are doing. Now second to our part of what happens to us. So in what happens to us, Krishna, the same problem may come in our life, but through absorption in Krishna, the impact of that problem will be minimized. So we won't suffer as much as we would have if we did not have the shelter of Krishna. So in that sense, Krishna offers us that shelter by which the suffering becomes minimized. And fourth is that sometimes Krishna may remove the karma itself entirely. Now if we reduce our expectations in Krishna, or rather we reduce Krishna Bhakti to this fourth thing only, that is, if I am practicing Krishna Bhakti, then I should not get any problems, then our expectations will be frustrated and we are not having a holistic vision of what Krishna Bhakti is doing in our life. So at the material level, just as in a sense, just because somebody is a devotee, old age, disease and death are not going to stop. The pattern of nature is going to take its course. Similarly, within the pattern of nature, sometimes there can be accidents, sometimes there can be some infectious diseases, sometimes there can be robbery. These things can happen. And it is not that we are meant to see that these things are good. See, there is some Hindi places in Gita Sar, they say, jo hua, wo accha hua. Whatever happened is good, whatever is happening is good, whatever will happen is good. Now, this is not the teaching of the Gita, as far as I have seen. I think we discussed this in the class. So everything that happens is not necessarily good. Everything that happens can be for good. Krishna can bring good out of it. So sometimes some things do happen that are bad. You know, when Abhimanyu is killed, Krishna is upset. Krishna is angry the way Arjuna is angry. And Draupadi is disturbed, Krishna is angry about that later when he meets her. So overall, there are bad things that can happen even when you are practicing bhakti. And we are not meant to imagine that they are good somehow. They are bad. But through the bad, Krishna can bring some good out later. And Krishna bhakti helps us in multiple ways. And the guarantee is that we practice bhakti, you know, our own lower desires will go away. We will get the knowledge of how to act in life so that we don't get karmically implicated. We will get shelter when life sufferings come. So these three things will all happen. Now the fourth thing, it may or may not happen. And if you have too much expectation of this fourth thing, then we'll always be insecure in bhakti. So, machittaha sarvadurgani mat prasadat tarishyasi. Krishna says, if you become conscious of me, you will pass over all obstacles by my grace. Krishna is not saying the obstacles will not come. He's saying, you will be able to raise your consciousness and pass over the obstacles. That's why what we should focus on is, this is not, you don't create any insecurity necessarily for us. What we can see is, okay, whenever I have the opportunity right now to practice bhakti, let me practice enthusiastically. And when problems come, Krishna will give me the strength to deal with them. And we can see this as insecurity, or this uncertainty as insecurity, or we can also see it as a spiritual adventure. So it's not exactly, when we get suffering, it's very difficult to see it as an adventure. But the point is that we can actually experience that when we lose the thing, some of the things which we had earlier felt that I can't live without, and then at that time we find the shelter of Krishna, even then the conviction about Krishna bhakti that we get, that is extraordinary. So that's how it is.
So this is great.